Waiting. The rain perturbs the panes. Only the wind, which has shuttled through the stained and solid brick of the library tower, has brought some words from your future books through the window's crack to deliver you now with its printed birds. Here are words, and here's that sea, waiting, the cold and mackerel-cracked Atlantic that shakes from the lip of a mussel shell. It says, why ride? There's nothing in it. When we were girls, we had the souls of girls, and now that we're grown, we have the souls of girls. Why say innocence ends when the same blue bird beats in the chest as before, and we breathe the same blue water? I haven't put childish things from me. And when I spoke as a child, there was no difference. So should they write innocence ends, or there's no such thing? And should you write wind, white cloud, white paper, white swan on water the colour of macadam, thin brown river writing the swan? Is there ever an end to comparison? I miss, for example, the subtropical light through stained glass, a world contained in each hot pane, a red or green or pearl world, poised like a cracked gardenia strewing its level scents. And there was a consequence to things. The light moved, and the man in the window walked down the stairs. And we walked too, through a hackneyed adolescence of holidays, debates, class and Coca-Cola, the terrible measure of time the pin tides in the hems of our school skirts let down at the end of every summer. You were certain of things, you went to church, and I was a surveyor who noted carefully a growing sense of desolation in the topography of foliage and of wincing traffic, the blasted part of me, the bluest part, with its soft lashed lid. We kidded round, the wind snagged in us like terrible breath. But it was beautiful too, a desultory god in the suburbs who floated on the backyard pools, trailing a hand in the water and raising it like the back of a cat. We were raised, I was raised, father, mother, father in the garden, mother a pieta. And then the full light winced to a little wick, sunsets receded, fanned from the backs of airplanes, and the slow stars replaced themselves one by one, and the Southern Cross moved to Orion. And you moved, birds, rain, the cracked Atlantic shifting its hydraulic soul of muted oil, that spreading peacock, rustling and cold, that sees the feathery ink of Columbus. Where's the green of the Pacific? Those blank and burdened hills. Boston, Salem, Massachusetts, hamburgers in pilgrim caps, and in restaurants on the Cape, the droll shell of the scooped-out oyster, the elaborate love rituals of Mayflower descendants, the little ship tacking in their blue blood, as small as a ship on a sampler. And where's the end of it? New York Harbor, the Statue of Liberty taking off like an ocean liner, the blue Titanic, Moby Dick, or those flustered gulls the colour of money that launder themselves on the sea drifts crying, America, America. We're waiting, you say. It's clear, the light above the rain, the light below, the window's shaky replica, and the way we hang between two points like strung-out Alices or beating birds, so pained, you say, and so illuminated. Waiting for the words to come, the more real words, like the skin with its hint of a shipwreck that might rise sometime to the top.